Florida's Citrus Commission Chairman Marty McKenna served on one of several grower panels during the recent Citrus Expo. He shares his thoughts about Southern Citrus Belt groves stabilizing in the face of HLB, about post-bloom fruit drop, and about blight.
I think we're getting some stabilization because of our knowledge we're gaining in horticultural practices and the implementation of those practices.
Do you think that State Road 70 line is applicable, that some people are seeing a little more stabilization in the south from HLB than in the north?
Yes, I'd say 70, and it might be moving up. And I think it's the large groves, the number of chimas, the ability to work with your neighbor has a big impact. And geographically, there just may be more large groves south of 70 than north of 70.
Post-bloom fruit drop, I think you agreed with others, it's an increasing problem this year.
Yes, and probably to do tied in there with greening. It's a side effect of greening with the multiple blooms, and the inoculum that of the fungus that causes it is able to stay out there for a prolonged period of time. In the past, we had a two-week bloom, and in a normal season, it couldn't really get all its biological ability to get up and get going, and causes a big problem. But with blooms now on the tree, almost you can almost see blooms every month out of the year, you know, that it has a pretty good ability to get established.
You had a good quote about blight.
Many people over the years have asked me what's blight, and I answer them, blight is what kills a citrus tree from an unidentified cause. If we don't know what it is, we call it blight.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.